Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew with your local news. A Kingaroy man will face court today, charged with manslaughter after a 21-year-old died under suspicious circumstances in Bowie. Police thought the man had died in a car crash on a private property, but later found the Nanango local died from a gunshot. He was found unconscious and trapped in the crashed car before being taken to hospital, where he later died. A teenage girl is in a stable condition after being pinned under a four-wheel drive for almost 2 hours in Goondiwindi. It's believed the car lost control and rolled, trapping the girl just before midday on Tuesday. Two other teenagers were able to free themselves, but the pinned patient was flown to the Queensland Children's Hospital in a critical condition. Queensland pharmacists say they are already seeing a flood of bookings for flu vaccinations, as the season has got off to an early start. The state government has once again made the jab free at your local GP clinic or pharmacy for anyone older than 6 months. Terry White chemist Ali Alfeki says you can't underestimate the seriousness of the flu.
Kind of like a serious respiratory disease that you can get hospitalised and it can be fatal. So we do have a high number of deaths of the flu every year. That's why we recommend that people to get protected, because you're going to protect yourself, not just for yourself. You're going to protect your family. You're going to protect the community.
And more wet weather on the way for southern Queensland. A trough that's causing showers across the Downs today will combine with an upper-level system this week to create not a perfect storm, but a fair bit of rain until the weekend. The Bureau's Daniel Hay says it might become a low over New South Wales later on, but up here it won't be too severe.
Tomorrow we have an upper-level system coming in over the top of that surface trough, and it's going to cause it to deepen. Thursday we could see some quite heavy rainfall and fairly extensive shower activity through the Darling Downs, the Granite Belt,